Is this person a citizen of the United States?
That's the question the Commerce Department wants to add to the 2020 U.S. Census. And a slew of states, cities, and groups are doing everything they can to keep that from happening.
Is this person a citizen of the United States?
In New York Federal District Court, the first legal challenge to that question is now entering its second week. The state of New York, along with more than a dozen other states and cities, is suing the Commerce Department, arguing that the citizenship question was improperly added to the census. One major question at the heart of the trial, how much would the citizenship question deter immigrant communities from participating in the census?
Is this person a citizen of the United States?
Hansi Lo Wang has been covering the trial and the fight over this question. He's NPR's national correspondent on the 2020 census. Hi, Hansi.
Hi, Tanzina.
Well, it's exciting. Never thought the census would be this exciting, but we are entering week two of the trial. Can you give us a sense of what happened in court last week?
It's really interesting. I've sat through every day, and basically, if you're in the courtroom, you're having essentially a public seminar on how the census works and on survey methodology and survey methodology and statistics. And these plaintiffs in these lawsuits, more than two dozen states and cities, as well as other groups, they're trying to make a case, as you said, that the decision, which was made by Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, he oversees the Census Bureau, and he decided to add this question on the census. The plaintiffs are trying to make an argument that he did that improperly and did it in a way that intentionally discriminated against immigrant communities of color.
Now, when you say he did that improperly, what is the proper procedure? Because I know, you know, the Census 2020 in particular is something that's been really hotly contested, with many different types of questions being asked about its methodology. So what's the right way to do something like this?
That's a really good question. And part of the reason why it's hard to answer that is because, as former Census Bureau directors and other experts have testified during this trial and their depositions, technically speaking, there is no set way for how questions are added to the what is known as the decennial census, the census that goes out every 10 years to every household in the country. It's not specified, the policy. However, there are lots of sets of policies about how federal surveys should be revised and the testing process. Generally speaking, there's a extensive process of testing in the field. You know, these are very, very sensitive tools, these surveys that the Census Bureau uses. And they really, really emphasize that just a slight change in the wording or even the order of the questions can have a big impact on the quality and the accuracy of the information they collect from people around the country, which is really important information. So the Trump administration is arguing in part that there is no set policy for census questions. Plaintiffs push back and say there is generally policy for other surveys in general that the federal government conducts, and they pointed to a number of former Census Bureau directors who say this was not the right way to do it.
Well, and what are the plaintiffs trying to prove through the witnesses that they've called so far at the trial?
They're trying to prove that this, again, didn't follow the right policy, and that one part of that is that the Census Bureau actually came back to the Justice Department, which formally set out this request for a citizenship question back in December 2017. And the Census Bureau came back to the Justice Department and said, we received your request. We figured out a better way of collecting citizenship information to help you, Justice Department, better enforce the Voting Rights Act, Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, protections against discrimination of racial and language minorities. We think, the Census Bureau said, we think we have a better way that you don't need to add a question. We can actually compile existing government records on citizenship. And by doing it that way, it gives you more accurate data and also costs less money. Let's meet and talk about it, Justice Department, Census Bureau researchers said. The Justice Department did not meet with the Census Bureau. I learned recently through court filings that former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions directed the Justice Department not to meet with the Census Bureau to discuss these alternatives. And that's one big point the plaintiffs are emphasizing here. That's one big part of the process, generally speaking, a kind of a discussion between agencies to better figure out what's the best way to collect data. That didn't happen. They're also pointing to a number of statements made by President Trump, as well as other Trump administration officials, that disparage immigrant communities. And they're pointing to that as evidence, as potentially evidence that this is an act that intentionally discriminated against immigrant communities of color, because Census Bureau research suggests that putting a question about citizenship status on the census is particularly discouraging, will scare off households with non-citizens and really make it that much harder for the Census Bureau to count every person living in the country.
And this trial is expected to last about 2 weeks, but what are we looking for as this begins to wrap up? Are there any other legal challenges against the census or the specific citizenship question?
Well, there are 6 lawsuits around the country in total over the citizenship question. I've been tracking so there's 2 here in New York. There's also 2 in California. There's 2 in Maryland. Just on late Friday, a federal judge in Maryland said that one of the cases in Maryland can go forward. The Trump administration tried to get it tossed out of court. So that was a 6th attempt by the Trump administration to get lawsuits over the citizenship question tossed out of the court. They lost again. And so right now we're waiting to see exactly how the California and Maryland cases turn out. There's a trial here in New York, but we're not sure if there's going to be trials out in California as well as Maryland. And once all of these cases at the district court level get sorted out and we have rulings from the judges, then it's expected that all of these rulings get appealed through the circuit courts and then ultimately the Supreme Court.
There are a couple of other questions I know outstanding, and very briefly, we've got about 30 seconds left, but there's also questions about Hispanics, how they're going to answer the census, and the MENA category as well. Has there been any movement on those, Middle Eastern, North African communities and Hispanic communities?
So far, the White House's Office of Management and Budget, which is in charge of those standards that the Census Bureau has to follow, they have not issued any guidance on these proposals to change the race ethnicity categories that allow for a new category for people of Middle Eastern and North African descent and changing how Hispanic or Latino origin information is collected. And so it is basically essentially a status quo from what we saw in 2010, except that under the boxes for white and black, if you check off those boxes for the first time, the U.S. Census Bureau is going to ask you to write in your origins.
Fascinating stuff. Hansi Lo Wong is NPR's national correspondent on the 2020 census. Hansi, thank you.
You're welcome.
The Takeaway is supported by Staples, with print and marketing solutions for business, including color copies and presentations, booklets and manuals, signage and banners. More at Staples stores or staples.com. Staples.